Our inner wordy can help enlighten our inner grammando. A few years ago, I had a colleague in the business school who loved the verb double-click. Not in reference to double-clicking on a computer icon or internet link, but to diving deeper on a topic. It was his transition between slides during a presentation. So, for example, he would have a slide with three bullet points, and he would say, "So there are three factors. Let's start by double-clicking on the first factor. Next slide." My first reaction was not positive. I thought, how ridiculously business school-y. We don't need this verb to describe metaphorically digging into something. One day, after listening to one of these presentations, I vented over dinner to my partner about this verb, and he looked at me with bemusement. "I think it's rather clever," he responded. And of course, he's right. It's a good metaphorical extension, almost poetic. Why not enjoy it as opposed to being cranky about it? I appreciate my partner calling out my inner grammando so that I could wrestle my initial reaction to double-click into acceptance and even a bit of joy. I am indebted to Lizzie Skernick and her short column, "That Should Be a Word," in the New York Times Sunday Magazine for the word grammando. She defined it in 2012 as someone who constantly corrects other people's grammatical mistakes. The word grammando is more fun and playful than grammar police or grammar Nazi, and it allowed me to create the expression to go grammando on someone, something most of us have experienced and perhaps done to others. In the process of writing the book, I came to realize that we are all toggling in our head between an inner grammando and an inner wordy. The inner wordy is the word lover, the part of you that delights in language. Maybe you play Wordle or Spelling Bee every day, or you enjoy a game of Scrabble or Bananagrams, or you love a good pun or hip-hop rhymes, or you're interested in the etymology of words or learning new languages. Each of us also has an inner grammando, even me. I study language change and variation for a living, and even I will sometimes hear a new bit of usage and think, seriously? Does the language have to change that way? For many of us in school, grammar instruction fed the inner grammando and not the inner wordy. I learned usage rules as absolutes as opposed to products of history. We were taught there was a right and a wrong way to use language, as opposed to learning about the diversity in language that is part of the diversity of us, as opposed to learning about how language changes over time. If you want to engage students in language, spark the curiosity of their inner wordies. Let's talk about how the word like works. Linguists have published a lot on this. And let's talk about the history of double negatives and how the pronoun whom has been trying to die for hundreds of years, in addition to learning the usage rules that our inner grammandos can employ to help us write clear, effective prose. It's a more inclusive, effective, and responsible way to teach grammar. When we have these kinds of linguistically informed and engaging conversations about usage, we become much savvier users of the language and the authoritative resources at our disposal.